Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. Open streets season kicks off tomorrow with car-free streets in all five boroughs between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. There are a number of locations, but here's a brief rundown. In the Bronx, no cars on East 188th Street between East Fordham Road to Grand Concourse and Creston Avenue. In Brooklyn, 5th Avenue between 40th Street and 45th Street. In Manhattan, there are several locations. The biggest, Broadway between 17th Street and 46th Street. In Queens, Woodside Avenue from 75th Street to 78th Street, no cars. And Staten Island, Port Richmond Avenue from Post Avenue to Castleton Avenue, you'll find numerous activities at those street closures. A Manhattan neighborhood is not ready to rock out.
Despite pleas from fans to honor the spot where Kiss posed for their 1975 Dress to Kill album, some members of the Manhattan Community Board 4 Committee have nixed a plan to co-name a corner of West 23rd Street and 8th Avenue in Chelsea in honor of the band. Gene Simmons' response, he tells the Wall Street Journal, not everyone liked Jesus either, but there's still hope of recognition. Supporters plan to lobby the full community board in May, and from there, the New York City Council.
Correspondent Deborah Rodriguez. A Florida man is fighting for his life this afternoon after police say he set himself on fire outside of the Manhattan courthouse where Donald Trump is on trial. For more on the story, let's go live to the courthouse and 1010 Wins reporter Mac Rosenberg. Mac.
And Lori, the man identified by police as Maxwell Azzarilla.
It looks like we're losing.
He walked into that park, Collect Pond Park, and then started shuffling around his clothes, opened up a book bag, then started throwing some papers around. Then he took out a canister with some kind of alcohol-based substance, poured it out around him, and then he set himself on fire. Several police and court officers, along with civilians, ran in to try to get that fire out, some using their coats. Eventually, they were able to get that fire out. The man is now in critical condition at the hospital. Again, from Florida, his name, Maxwell Azzarilla. And those papers that he threw before setting himself on fire, police say, contained propaganda about Ponzi schemes, among other things. Now, this park was not part of the frozen security zone in place for the Trump trial, so the public was free to come in and out. The NYPD saying that they are taking now a closer look at security protocols here. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM, live at Manhattan Criminal Court.
That incident outside of the courthouse happened as the remaining alternate jurors in the case were selected inside during the Trump trial. The judge said opening statements will get underway Monday morning. Today, he was holding a hearing on Mr. Trump's possible testimony in the hush money trial. Make sure you stay with 1010 Wins and 1010wins.com. We will keep you up to date on this developing situation. Wins News Time 3:44. Today, we learned details of how New York State will be cracking down on illegal pot shops. The measures in the new budget have been finalized.
Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams held up a padlock. It's the same kind they say any business caught selling illegal pot will see on their front door effective immediately. Before, if you were caught and fined and tried to appeal it, you could still stay open. Not anymore.
But while the due process plays out, the padlock stays on.
It's not just fines businesses could be facing. You also could lose your licenses to sell certain products as a punishment.
New York State can revoke tobacco, liquor, and lottery licenses. So when that jackpot gets up to $1 billion, people won't be coming to your store to buy that ticket.
Landlords aren't out of the woods either. If your tenant is caught selling illegal cannabis products, you too are going to be slapped with fines. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Murray Hill.
The Queens District Attorney has announced a ghost gun bust in Far Rockaway. DA Melinda Cadd says more than 30 firearms, including assault weapons, were seized from a home on Beach 117th Street. 51-year-old Rissard Materna is facing weapon possession and other charges, including manufacture and defacement of dangerous instruments. New York City's popular early education programs are getting a lifeline.
Mayor Adams is restoring over $500 million to the education budget for programs previously paid for by federal stimulus dollars.
But now the federal funding is ending, and we must make sure that this progress does not end while these dollars are ending.
The city will also launch a $5 million multilingual outreach campaign for families with young children.
Currently, New York City has tens of thousands of unfulfilled 3K and pre-K seats.
The city will also invest $8 million toward the My City portal to make it easier to apply for subsidized child care. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.